Jack, I understand you grew up in rural Rhode Island. Tell us a little about your family and your childhood and how that led to an appreciation of agriculture and its role in our life.
Well, my first experience was that my father, with help, laid out a small garden, say about 100 feet by 100 feet, divided it in four pieces, and said, Elna, Barbara, Neil, and John, we each had one quarter. It was supposed to be a competition, so we'd grow vegetables. So what my father did is he carried forward a family tradition from his father, who was in agricultural business, that when you raised children, they had to be related to food. So in third grade, I had my own garden. We had chickens, and we put the chickens in bottles. So the chickens were killed and dressed, and we went on from there. That was third grade. Fourth grade, we had goats, so I was a goat herd. Fifth grade, we had goats, and I was making goat cheese, and that went on the market. So that all the way through, as I grew up, there was always farming activity in the backyard.
So you started practicing urban agriculture at a pretty young age.
Yep, third grade.
Did you ever want to see a farm again, or did you really appreciate what agriculture could do for people?
I don't know how that happened, because I certainly did not wish to be in food production, because I did chickens and I did dairy goats and cows and all of that. So I was bored with it. But the way my father brought me into it, I understood the value. So what I did is I went into ornamental horticulture and landscape design. So it was still agriculture, but it was the fun stuff, not the gritty stuff.
And ornamental horticulture and landscape design was what you focused your early career on?
Right. I went to a junior college, or a technical school, sorry, and got a degree from the Long Island Agricultural and Technical Institute, a two-year degree in landscape design construction. And there I learned entomology, about insects and how to grow plants and soil chemistry and all that kind of thing. And I got bored with that pretty fast.
What was your first job out of school?
First job out of school?
Was it in landscape architecture?
Good heavens. No. First job out of school was working in a factory making textiles.
When did you start becoming a practicing planner and landscaper?
18.
And what was that?
I quit college and got a job working in a nursery in Albany, New York. So I worked in the nursery and did landscape construction, worked in greenhouses, did all that stuff.
So a lot of hands-on experience.
Right, at 18, 19, you know, just a little bit of 18, then 19, 20, at which time the Korean War and I went into the service.
When did you go back to school?
Holy mackerel. 57. I quit college in 48 and went back to graduate school in 57. Totally unpredictable. I would get into graduate school, so I did not have an undergraduate degree.
So you just skipped over that, went directly into graduate school. And where were you going in graduate school?
Harvard Graduate School of Design.